Everything on this podcast is available from magnatune.com. Hi, everybody, on Blind Cool Tech and on my podcast. This is Mary, and I am starting this on May the 8th, 2006. And this is definitely going to be a typical podcast where you're going to hear ambient noises, such as the sound of my kitchen timer in the background. I have dinner cooking right now. And there are cars outside and people coming and going and that sort of thing. So this is definitely not going to be anything special as far as podcasts go, except that this is going to be the promised showcase of music from magnatune.com. That's magnatune.com. This is a company that puts their recording artists' music up on their website for people to review and listen to. And if you happen to be a podcaster, then you can tell them about your podcast, give them the feed, and they will make sure that you really are a podcaster. And if the feed checks out, the information checks out, then they will give you a number that you can use to fill in on the form when you decide to buy an album, and you will essentially get the album for free. This is wonderful because you can use the music on your podcast. Well, I thought, since I was going to take advantage of this, that what I really ought to do, for those who are interested, is showcase a small portion of the music that they have available. My tastes are primarily classical and folk music, and therefore I have not done any checking into the sections of their site that concern rock music. I just don't listen to that type of music. I also generally don't listen to jazz or blues or punk or some of the more esoteric music from India and Japan. They've got a couple of albums of Japanese Zen flute, which I know nothing about. And there are other sections that I just have not checked out. So I'm going to primarily talk about music prior to 1700 and touch on a couple of things that I think I'll show you one thing of Rachmaninoff's that one of the choirs did on one of their albums. I have downloaded, believe it or not, 21 albums over the past couple of weeks because I wanted to make sure that I had a wide variety of items to choose from. They haven't really gotten to be as varied as I would have liked. There is a vast array of classical music up there that I have not even listened to yet, except for maybe a couple of seconds of some things. They've got a very nice recorder quartet, for example. They've got lots of Bach cello work, surprisingly enough. I would think that violin and viola would be a little more interesting than cello, but some people happen to love cello, so I'm glad they like that. I probably would too if I listened to more of it. They've got oboe works, they've got cittern, they've got lute, and you'll hear some lute here, but not exactly solo, although, well, I might put one on. They have got some symphonic music, they have some Schumann and Brahms and piano and a bit of 19th century, but where they really, really shine, at least as far as I'm concerned, is in their music prior to 1800, or I would even say prior to 1700, although Bach was around, I believe, in the year 1700, if I remember correctly. So what we're going to be listening to here is a lot of ancient music from various traditions, and some of the groups that I've got do some of the same things, but I wanted to be able to compare and contrast. So that's what you're going to hear on this podcast. If you're not interested in this type of thing, then just push the delete key and go on to the next podcast. Let's start out with some music from the Byzantine tradition, and this has got to be some of the most intriguing stuff that you'll hear in your life. If you have perfect pitch, this will do things to your perfect pitch that you didn't know could be done. The way that these people sing in quarter tones and eighth tones, in between the tones that we usually think of, it's just incredible stuff. And I will try to find something short for you to listen to. You can get an idea of what this is like. What you just heard is the first track from an album by the Ensemble Sretenje. I hope I pronounced it right. It's Sretenije. This track is called To Thee We Sing, and it's a Bulgarian chant. And the title of the album is Ancient Church Singing of Byzantine Georgia and Russia. And you can tell the Byzantine influence very, very definitely. By contrast, I'm going to put the third track on here, which is a bit more traditional as far as what we in the West are used to listening to. This is a Georgian chant called Alleluia, and I like the spelling of this, Alleluia. And this is a very short but very, very hauntingly beautiful piece of music. Moving a little closer to the present, but not very much closer, we're going to hear some late medieval music from a group called Asteria, A-S-T-E-R-I-A. I also have a group that has done some music of the 13th century in British tradition, and we're going to listen to that after we hear from Asteria.
Les îles
That was the first track from their album. The next thing we're going to hear is by a group which I'm not sure how to pronounce either, but the name of the album is Lenten Is Come, and I would attempt to pronounce this, but it's in Middle English, so I'm going to just spell it. Two words, BRIDDESROUNE. And this is 13th century British music. And I'm going to play one track from this album, just to give you a taste of what their style is like and how they performed this type of music. This track is called Angelus Ad Virginem, Angelus Ad Virginem. Number 10 from that album, and fortunately it's a little bit more lively. I have heard some music of this period in which they had tambourines and they got more animated with some of their music because there were lots and lots of dances and rhythms and all sorts of things that they did. So that's a bit of 13th century British music for you. We're going to hear some more as we move on to Jenny Melia. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. J-E-N-I-M-E-L-I-A. And I'm going to put selections on here from her album, The Last of Old England. And this is Elizabethan music, mostly lute accompaniment. In fact, I think all of it's lute accompaniment. And she does most of the singing, although she does have someone else singing with her or singing solo occasionally with the lute. So here are selections from that album. Track number 2 is Come Again, Sweet Love. Track number 6 is Give Beauty All Her Right.
Come again, sweet love doth now invite my praises that refrain to do me due delight, to see, to hear, to touch, to kiss, to die with thee again in sweetest sympathy, to see, to hear, to touch, to kiss, to die again in sweetest sympathy. while she for triumph loves. By sighs and tears more hot than are thy shafts, yet tempt while she for triumph loves. Give beauty all her right, she's not to one form tied. Each shape yields fair delight where her perfections bide. Helen, I grant, might pleasing be. And Rosamond was as sweet, was as sweet as she. Helen, I grant, might pleasing be. And Rosamond was as sweet, was as sweet as she. Some the quick eye commend, some smelling lips and red. Pale looks have many friends, through sacred sweetness bred. Meadows have flowers that pleasure move. No roses are the flowers of love. Meadows have flowers that pleasure move. No roses are the flowers of love. Free beauty is not bound to one unmoved clime. She visits every ground and favors every time. Let the old loves with mine compare. Is as sweet and fair. Let the old loves with mine compare. My sovereign is as sweet and fair.
What you just heard were tracks number 2 and 6 from this album, called The Last of Old England. There's also a lovely version of The Oak and the Ash on this album, which I would love to play for you, but I might if we have time at the end of this. It's just a really beautiful rendering of this song, but I thought since it's a bit more familiar than what I've put on here for you, that I would probably just leave it out, although I might put it on at the end to close out this podcast. Next is a group called Zephyrus. It's Zephyrus. The name of their album is Angelus, Angelus. This sounds very much like Renaissance music to me. I may be wrong about this, but this is the first track from their album. This track is by Palestrina. It's called Surge Illuminare. And I will spell that for you. SURGEILLUMINARE.
Thank you.
now going to move to the 17th century. This is a group called Altri Stromenti. That's Altri Stromenti. Their album is called Accellini. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Accellini. And this is going to be track number 3. This is La Tarantola. Latarantola. Probably noticed the harpsichord in the last selection, and this has tempted me to move to a group called Dacamera. That's Dacamera. That's two words. And this is called a Celtic celebration, and it is indeed, but you have never heard Celtic music played like this before. This is flute and occasionally other instruments and harpsichord. And this is going to be tracks number 1, 3, and 12. And I later decided to throw in track 16, just because it was so much fun. And this is just a very welcome change, I must say. It's much more lively, although there are some slower pieces on this album. The first two are by Turlough O'Carolan, who was a blind Irish harper, 17th or 18th century, not sure which. The first is Carolan's Concerto, and the second is Carolan's Maggot. The other two are from Airs for the Seasons by Oswald, and the first one is Gavotta Summer, which is the poppy, and the second is Comic Musette, from Autumn, the Marvel of Peru. speaking of Celtic music, well, I must put some harp on here. Just can't resist. This is track number 3 from Cheryl Ann Fulton's album, The Airs of Wales. That's A-I-R-S, and her name is C-H-E-R-Y-L, next word A-N-N, next word F-U-L-T-O-N. This is the Lamb's Fold Veil. And I'll spell Lamb's Fold Veil, L-A-M-B-S hyphen F-O-L-D. The next word is V-A-L-E.
Thank you.
And what you've just heard is a Welsh triple harp. Next is an incredible choir. This is the Kyiv Chamber Choir. That's K-Y-I-V is the spelling. I have two albums by them. The first is Masterpieces of the Ukrainian Choral Baroque. And this is the first track on that album. This has a rather curious title. O Thou, the Only Begotten Son, come us worship. You would think it would say, come we to worship, or some such. Well, we're finally going to move up to the 19th century. This is from the Kyiv Chamber Choir's album Praise the Lord, which is the second of the two albums that I downloaded by them. This is a selection by Rachmaninoff, and one of the fascinating aspects of this one is that it starts out with bells. And you notice that the bells start softly and they just build and build and build. And right after that, what you're going to hear is the voices doing the same thing in a totally different key, different rhythm. But it's fascinating, the perceptiveness with which these two pieces were put together. I don't know if the bells were actually part of Rachmaninoff's composition, or if he heard this particular pattern and it gave him the idea for this, but whatever happened, this is really quite remarkable. As mentioned, this is by Rachmaninoff, and it is called Praise the Lord from the Heavens. Now we come to a series of albums that contain some very interesting folk music. There is someone named Shira Kamen. I'm not sure if I'm saying this right either. I should probably go up to the website and listen to the pronunciation of some of these names. But the spelling is Shira Kamen. And this lady has worked with a number of different groups playing a number of different styles of music. There are 6 albums on the website. The first one is devoted to Robert Burns. The second one sounds like it's devoted to music from Brittany. It's called Mistral, Mistral. The third is Music of Waters. It has some Irish music on it. The fourth is The Almanac, which I think deals with the seasons and the times of the year. The fifth one is a Christmas album, quite lovely, called The Castle of the Holly King. And the one I'm going to play you a track from now is called Wildwood, and it has quite a variety of music from various traditions. The first track is quite nice. It has a variety of Scottish music, with some great piano playing throughout the whole album, as a matter of fact. But this is the first track from Wildwood. This is the Shetland Set. It is a group of tunes, various tempos, various keys, This is quite traditional in Scottish and Irish music. They combine various short jigs, reels, strathspeys, whatever, into groups of tunes that are related in some way.
Thank you.
there is other music I could put on this podcast. I have music by Kitka. They are a group of Eastern European, well, actually, I think they're mostly American, but at least one of them is from Eastern Europe, from Russia. They do quite a bit of music in that tradition, which is very unique because they sing so that their voices project from their chests, and it almost sounds like they're yelling as they sing. And they do some of that. As a matter of fact, they do a bit of yipping and yelling and things with their voices. And I suppose this tradition evolved because many of these people lived in the mountains, and they wanted their voices to project over the mountains. But they do some really interesting stuff. There are, in fact, a number of groups on the website that do this kind of music. I also have an album by Yaella called Each of Us. They are Jewish. I don't know if they are all Jewish, but they do music in the Jewish tradition. I have an album of the St. Elijah Children's Choir called We Are Guarded by the Cross. They also do some Eastern European music. I think that I will just leave it to you to explore that if you are interested. Any pronunciation corrections are certainly welcome. I'm basing my pronunciations on what I'm reading off the website and my little knowledge of reading Italian, primarily Italian, or Latin from classes I took in college, especially in music history, and a little bit of theory that I took, and music appreciation classes and such. I definitely was not a music major, although I have loved music all my life, so if anybody has a much more thorough knowledge of this than I, then they are most welcome to correct me with regard to artist name pronunciations and group names and music names, although a lot of the music here, the titles were translated into English, so I can at least tell you what that is and not be too mistaken in that regard. And I'm going to wind up this podcast with the song that I promised you earlier, The Oak and the Ash, and this is Jenny Melia.
A north country maid up to London had strayed, although with her nature it did not agree. She wept and she sighed, and she bitterly cried, I wish once again in the north I could be. Oh, the oak and the ash and the bonny ivy tree, they flourish at home in my own country. While sadly I roam, I regret my dear home, where lads and young lasses are making the hay. Do ring, and the birds they do sing, and the fields and the gardens so pleasant and gay. Oh, the oak and the ash and the bonny ivy tree, they flourish at home in my own country. No doubt did I please, I could marry with ease, where maidens are fair, many lovers will come. But he whom I wed must be North Country bred, and carry me back to my North Country home. Oh, the oak and the ash and the bog.